From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Arizona officials say the federal government has no right to interfere with its statutes. The Justice Department has filed suit challenging Arizona's immigration law, which requires police to stop, question, and possibly arrest suspected illegal immigrants. The department insists that only the federal government can issue such a mandate. Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce, the bill's sponsor, calls the government's interference an insult. The U.S. Coast Guard and BP are working to get a third vessel attached to the leaking well in the Gulf. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that officials say the new vessel would almost double the amount of oil that's being collected.
The vessel, called the Helix Producer, is partly hooked up, but two storm systems have slowed the process. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says six-foot seas are causing problems, but he's hopeful the connection can be maintained.
So they will hold on to what they've got and wait for the weather window to finish that connection. It is weather-dependent. They're right at the margins of it right now. It currently is a work in progress.
As the oil flow continues and tar balls turned up in Lake Pontchartrain, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the state will submit an amended plan to allow officials to build rock dikes. Last week, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers rejected the idea, saying it might cause adverse effects. But Jindal says this time the plan includes an escrow account funded by BP to pay for any environmental damage. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
In Iraq, the U.S. military has lodged criminal charges against a former Army intelligence analyst. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad that the man is accused of providing sensitive material to a website for leaked government documents.
Bradley Manning is charged with leaking tens of thousands of State Department cables and two sensitive videos. One video contained footage of a 2007 attack by U.S. forces in Baghdad that killed 12 people, including two journalists. The video first appeared on a website called WikiLeaks, which publishes leaked government and corporate documents that allege misconduct. Officials say Manning violated Army regulations by placing classified data on his personal computer and transferring that data to an unauthorized source. They say he had reason to believe such information could harm the United States. Manning was identified as the alleged WikiLeaks source after a former computer hacker in whom he'd confided contacted the authorities. The U.S. military now will decide whether Manning's case should be referred to trial by court-martial. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
It's a bad time for people with respiratory problems or chronic illnesses to be walking around in parts of the Northeast. Temperatures climbed above 100 degrees in places stretching from Providence, Rhode Island to Richmond, Virginia today. And the region's forecast calls for at least another day of intense heat. Meantime, there have been some power outages in New York and Maryland. Utility officials are asking consumers to conserve. This is NPR News. President Obama is urging Israel and the Palestinians to resume direct peace talks. The president met today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says his government plans to take concrete steps in the coming weeks to move the process along. Their last meeting in March was held amid tensions over Israel's plans to expand housing construction in East Jerusalem. Netanyahu announced those plans while Vice President Joe Biden was visiting his country. South Korea's top female pole vaulter has been suspended for 3 months after testing positive for banned substances. From Seoul, Dwali Saikaltel reports the 21-year-old will be prohibited from participating at the Asian Games in China this fall.
Im Eun-ji was South Korea's hope for a gold medal at the Gwangju Asian Games in November, but Seoul's anti-doping agency says she won't be allowed to take part because she tested positive for the diuretics hydrochlorothiazide and chlorothiazide. This means Im must also give up a gold medal that she won earlier this summer during a local competition. Im claimed that she took the banned substances by accident last year when she tried to heal an ankle injury using herbal medicine. The Korea anti-doping watch Stock said another gold medalist, Lee Kyung-jae, also tested positive for a banned stimulant. He's been suspended for 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
President Obama plans to appoint Dr. Donald Berwick to oversee Medicare and Medicaid services. Berwick was nominated in April, but no confirmation hearing was ever scheduled. Mr. Obama plans to announce tomorrow that he'll use his powers to sidestep the process while Congress is in recess. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News from Washington.